know, when you drive through South Africa, there's some areas where you have to stop and ask for directions quite frequently. Perhaps it's because the layout is a bit chaotic, and just finding a specific location is difficult. The majority of our South Africa, particularly our rural areas, you find that maybe the layout is not as simplistic as we would hope for it to be. The house numbers don't allow for logical order, and often there are no street addresses or there are no streets assigned to a particular road. So what do you do then? There are people living in that part of the country. What do you do because they live without addresses? What happens in emergencies? What happens if they need deliveries? For the simplest things like banking, providing a proof of address, what do segments of our society do without an address? Well, this is where What Three Words comes in. They provide a precise and incredibly simple way of giving you a location, giving you an address if you are unaddressed. So to tell us more about What Three Words, what they're all about and what they do, is Lindsay Duff, the country manager for What Three Words in South Africa. Good afternoon, Lindsay. Great to have you in studio.
Good afternoon, Azania. I'm really pleased to be here.
I came across this a couple of years ago. I think it was on CNN. I thought, oh, it's being beta tested. It's just an idea at the moment. But you've made great inroads. You have presence in a number of countries. More and more people are seeing the value of What Three Words is. What is it exactly?
Great. So What Three Words is a global addressing system. Mm-hmm. We are working on the fact that a lot of people in the world, as you mentioned, don't actually have a proper address, a street address or a physical address. In fact, the UN estimates that 75% of the world, 75% of the world doesn't have an adequate address. And that means they can't access basic services. Like you were saying, they can't register on the electoral roll. They can't get emergency services to their house if they're in distress. They can't even register a birth necessarily. So we needed a way to make locations simpler for everyone. Mm-hmm. So we decided to use GPS coordinates, but those are actually really, really hard for most people.
I don't know
use.
How to enter GPS coordinates.
Exactly.
One of the most frustrating things. How many numbers are there?
16 more
than
digits.
More than our telephone numbers.
16 digits, which is really hard for people to use, even if you are literate and numerate, which again, a lot of the world actually isn't necessarily. Mm-hmm. So we decided to take the accuracy and the precision of GPS coordinates and turn it into something really, really easy and human friendly, which is why we took the whole world. We divided it into a grid of 3 meter by 3 meter squares. There are 57 trillion of those, by the way. Wow. And we gave each one of those 3 by 3 meter squares its own totally unique 3-word address.
So where we are now, if this was 3 meter by 3 meter squares, it would have
its own totally unique address made up of dictionary words, which is really important. It's not made up names like Bryanston or Modderfontein. It's words you'd find in the dictionary, like table, chair, spoon, or our offices in London are Index Home Rock. The entry actually to the 702 studios here in Sandton is Outfit Heat Curable. And that's the only square in the world that is called Outfit Heat Curable. So it means that you can talk about a really, really precise location in a really simple way.
I was looking at some of the other addresses, especially of world famous sites, for instance, and what kind of combinations have come up for those. And it's a wonderful thing to kind of own. You know, like, oh, this is my address. I'm at Outfit Heat Curable.
Absolutely.
How you find me instead of giving GPS coordinates. So now we understand the life of the unaddressed and the problem that you're solving to provide addresses for all sorts of access. Is that it? The simplicity of it all?
Exactly. It's about making a very, very complex problem, solving it in the simplest way possible. Mm-hmm. But I mean, there's obviously 75% of the world doesn't have a proper address, but even those who do have addresses, addresses weren't built for the 21st century.
Yeah.
They weren't built for voice input. They weren't built for technology. Anybody who's ever tried to put GPS coordinates or even just a regular street address into a GPS navigation device finds it's really hard to use. It's why your Uber never picks you up in quite the right place, right? Everyone has that issue.
Sure.
It's why Google doesn't actually know where you live. It thinks it knows, but it doesn't actually know. So what we wanted to do is have a way for people to be really, really specific. So if they wanted to get a delivery, for example. Like in Mongolia, we're getting pizzas delivered to three-word addresses with Pizza Hut.
Well, look at the Mongolian exercise in a bit, because I know the changes, the government has decided to come on board. Mm-hmm. But let's look at the accuracy. So mm-hmm. this is three by three squares. Mm-hmm. Is it possible to splice it up even more and have it much more, or the squares, you said they're 57 trillion, so many more squares, but for better accuracy?
Yeah, technically you could divide it up into even smaller bits, but we decided on 3 by 3 meters because it's small enough to be really accurate, but it's not too small as to be kind of meaningless. So I'm like basically sitting in the same square as you right now, and I wouldn't necessarily need to know the difference between, you know, where you're sitting and where I'm sitting, but I would need to know the difference between where I'm sitting and maybe the service entrance to the building, if right. caterers are dropping off food, or the front entrance of the building if an Uber needs to pick me up, and that sort of thing. And that's where our utility really comes in. So we're working with a number of partners globally, including the United Nations and including Mercedes-Benz. The United Nations is using us for emergency disaster response, mm-hmm. because you might have traditional street infrastructure in place the one day, and the next day a hurricane or a natural disaster could just wipe that out completely, and people are in trouble and they need a way of actually communicating a location. What three words enables them to do that. With Mercedes-Benz, we're doing something really exciting with voice input mm-hmm. into satellite navigation systems in the car. So as of next year, you'll be able to drive your Mercedes and say, navigate me to Index Home Raft, and it will be able to pinpoint that exact location on a map and take you right there.
Wow. I've seen, for instance, on some of the maps that are out there, you'll be able to, just as an exercise, in fact, you see the road, you see the location, but it doesn't show that there are homes and there are people living there. And then when you get a satellite picture, you see how many residences there are there. So different platforms are stronger at certain things. And there's a lot that we miss with some and we get with others.
Absolutely.
Because I thought that was quite alarming. It was a picture of KZN, in fact, and looking at the GPS map, you don't see all the little roads, you know, that come off the main road. And along these little roads, there are homes all along there. So there are no addresses for them. But with this system, when you take an address and you're able to tell me I'm over here further down the slip road that is not on the main map, then you're able to find me better.
Exactly. And actually, the example you mentioned in KZN was a project we did with a health NGO called Gateway Health Initiative in an area called Kwandengezi, which is an informal settlement outside of Durban. And that's exactly the case with Kwandengezi. If you look on a traditional Google map or online map of the area, you see one, maybe two roads. Mm-hmm. If you switch to satellite view, you see thousands of people, 11,000 in fact, living on the hillsides in KZN, and they have no way of communicating their current address. It became so bad, actually, that with emergency services in the area, when women were going into labor, the ambulances were taking 3 to 4 hours to find these women and, mm-hmm. and couldn't get to them in times of distress.
And you can see the back and forth phone call. Yes, I'm by the church now.
Exactly.
Left, turn left.
By the big tree, turn left at the
right.
red door. It's impossible. Mm. And so we partnered with Gateway Health Initiative to roll out addresses to everybody in the informal settlement. So everyone now has their own three-word address. And if there is someone in distress and they need to call emergency services, they can call them up and emergency services knows to ask them, give me your three words, and they can navigate directly to that. Mm. Essentially, all our technology does is turn a three-word address into GPS coordinates. And that means that anybody with a navigation system that understands three-word addresses can navigate to a direct pin on a map.
So they work together.
Absolutely, yeah. That's how we like to use our partnerships. We work with partners to then roll out addressing systems and use them in particular areas, for example. Mm-hmm. We're looking to replicate that sort of model throughout South Africa and address places that have traditionally been very difficult to find and are even not on the map as we currently know them.
Wow. We know the IEC has been tasked with looking at the voters' roll and ensuring that everyone on the voters' roll has an address after what happened, of course, in Tlokwe. So would this work for an electoral authority with a problem like ours?
Yes, it would. And we are very open to speaking to the IEC about this. Mm-hmm. The precision of a three-word address means that you're essentially talking about 9 square meters. You're talking about 3 meters by 3 meters. And that is accurate enough, we found, in most parts of the world, particularly in informal settlements, in the favelas of Brazil, for example, very, very dense housing. You know, people in, say, Diepsloot might live in one particular earth, or they might live in a house, but they might have somebody living in the backyard. Guard, who's actually a completely separate family, and those people aren't necessarily, they don't have their own address to communicate with government in that way. So absolutely, we would love to do that, and we have actually partnered with 8 international postal services, or national posts rather, including Nigeria Post and Cote d'Ivoire and Djibouti in Africa, and they are currently, these institutions are currently rolling out 3-word addresses to the populations in those countries so that they can find them on a map. The development economist Hernando de Soto said that if you don't have an address, you might as well not exist. And we consider it a human right. We think an address is one of the 3 major barriers to socioeconomic development, the one being a lack of access to telecoms, the other being a lack of access to financial services and in banking, and the third being without an address, you can't actually access or the things you need to hurdle traditional barriers to economic opportunity.
And I want us to explore that from a commercial perspective and also from the perspective of changing lives. And I think the Kwandengezi example is a fantastic one. It's a prime one that demonstrates how it would work in our setting. My guest is Lindsay Duff, the country manager for What Three Words. Questions about this mapping system that allows people all over the world to have addresses on 011-883-0702, 31702 for your SMSs. Kabelo NG says, let alone not having an address, I've experienced people who don't know what their address is. These are people from rural areas, etc., renting back rooms in townships. Couldn't believe it. So there's the practicality, because even as a backyard dweller, you would have an address if you used What Three Words. If our understanding of how it works is good enough, you would be able to have an address even separate from that of your landlady. More after the break. And we're chatting to Lindsay Duff from What Three Words, the country manager, because they're also setting up office here in South Africa. You've heard about their global presence and the work they're doing with different organizations, including the United Nations. And we're taking your calls this afternoon. Clive, let's start with you. Good afternoon. Hey, Clive.
So good to be here.
Yes.
Hi, how's it?
Good, and you?
All right, thank you. Azza, you know, the topic at hand, you know, it's got so much, I've got so much interest in that. I'm a GIS analyst myself, so she's talking from the geospatial sort of space. So I just wanted to ask her, you know, the information that she has or the data she has. Because we in South Africa, we don't have that much detailed data. Her data, is it available to the public?
Oh, the data that they use or that they rely on?
Exactly, yes.
In creating What Three Words, in creating the addresses?
Well, just the addresses themselves, because you know, I mean, geocoding, well, I'm sure she knows about geocoding as well, you know.
Yeah,
information that we need, and we can make it available, you know, for the IEs as
perfect.
Well. That kind of information is available, that data available, you know, to the public.
Hi, Clive. We do actually work with many different GIS systems, and we actually have what's called an ArcGIS plugin, which is one of our plugins that we've made available for the Esri software, which we know a lot of GIS providers use. It's really easy to integrate our technology into whatever mapping systems or maps that you actually have. We're essentially 3-word addresses, and the What Three Words grid is essentially just a grid that sits on top of any existing maps that you have. So we're integrated into many national mapping services, including in Switzerland and other Scandinavian countries as well. What you can do is go into our website, which is whatthreewords.com, and we have our developer documentation available. It's pretty much plug and play. So you can sign up for an API key, which is one way to access our technology and start converting 3-word addresses into GPS coordinates.
Fantastic. Clive,
great.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. And then Justin, you're out in Benoni. Hi.
Yeah, Lindsay, I'd like to know what happens in the event of a multi-story building with people living on the different levels?
Yeah, cool. Thanks, Justin. So we don't solve for height, as we call it. We're essentially a 2D system where we just solve for, you know, on the ground, flat on the ground, because we actually find that height is very intuitive. So the real challenge is usually finding the front door of a building, for example, or the service entrance or that sort of thing. Once you get inside the building, if it's, say, a block of flats and you need to deliver something to, you know, flat 28, it's pretty intuitive as to where flat 28 is going to be. And there's usually, you know, signs inside the building that will point you in the right direction. So, we are a 2D system. That solves the problem of just finding the exact entrance.
Right. Thank you, Justin. David, hi.
Yeah, hi, Azania. Hi, Lindsay. I've got two questions. The first is, what is your revenue model?
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is, should I live in an informal settlement? How do you validate that my three-word address is actually my address to the robustness that FICA requires?
All right.
Great.
Thank you, David.
Thanks, David. So the first question on the revenue model. Yeah, our business model is that our app and our technology will always be free for individuals and consumers to use. We are definitely not planning to charge the little guy. What we do is work with really, really large international organizations like logistics companies, like Aramex, for example, or governments, national governments. And where those efficiencies can be derived from using the technology, as in, you know, cutting delivery times and saving the driver a lot of time for deliveries, for example, there's a big cost saving there. And so we charge for theoretically every call to our API. Our API is essentially the way that people can plug in and access our technology. And every API ping essentially is us turning a three-word address into GPS coordinates. Mm-hmm. And that's how we charge the really big players. That said, we also have an offline SDK, a software development kit that we can provide to, again, really large players. That's what Mercedes-Benz has done, for example. And we basically just license the technology to them on an annual fee basis. But for individuals, it will always be free to use.
Mm-hmm.
The second question was around FICA verification.
FICA, that's it. How do you verify?
I know that's a huge, huge issue in South Africa. And definitely one of the long-term goals for What Three Words in the country is to crack having a three-word address to be used as a verified address. We're still on that journey, David. So we hope to have those conversations with government that will lead to it being verified.
Yeah.
But at this stage, you know, independent insurance firms, for example, and GIS companies and that sort of thing are still using us for their own internal validation and verification systems. So anybody can look up their own three-word address by logging onto our map site off the website, which is whatthreewords.com, or they can download the app available on the App Store or on the Google Play Store, and they can start searching essentially like you would for a regular street address, switch to satellite view, zoom in, see the grid, and find your own three-word address.
Right. Let's take this one from Dumsani. We just might have to conclude our conversation after headlines. Dumsani, good afternoon. You're in Sandton. What's your question?
Hey ladies, good afternoon. We've got a software that allows a caller to place a call with a help desk and say, this lift is not working, I'm on this floor X, Y, and Z, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Will the system be able to integrate or be bolted on into the software, or is it something that's separate that we need to maybe look at procuring? And if the two can be interlinked, how quickly can we get it?
Could you just clarify what kind of software it is? I didn't catch that, sorry.
Okay. Now, what I'm saying is that we've got a software that allows a caller to log a call with a help desk.
Yes.
Tell us there's a problem, say, with the lift, aircon unit isn't working, something like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Some people sometimes battle to describe where they are physically. So with the software, we believe that through that location thing, they can tell us exactly where they are, all right?
Yeah.
But our software is standalone, and we're just wondering, can this be bolted onto the software or not?
Absolutely. It's really, really easy to integrate What Three Words. It's two lines of code for an integration into the system, and it would mean that somebody, if they were locating themselves, and instead of saying, oh, I'm you know, 400 meters from the spa on William Nicol, for example, would be able to say, I'm at Toffee Apple Cracker, or whatever that three-word address would be. So absolutely very easy to plug and play.
All right. I just like how Dumsani was saying, and when can we get, when? About the when. Dumsani, thank you for your call. Who's gone? Let's bring you headlines. We'll wrap up this conversation with Lindsay Duff, the country manager for What Three Words, straight after that. Three, we're about to wrap up our conversation with Lindsay Duff. Just a few more things to get through with What Three Words. And let's start with you, Sam, out in Benoni. Hi.
Hi, it's Sam speaking.
Hi, Sam.
I am a helicopter pilot. I previously flew for the American Police Service, and most recently I've been doing EMS work.
Yeah.
So my question is that a lot of the times the paramedics on the ground, the cops on the ground, are not able to give us the coordinates properly. Obviously, it needs to be in degrees and seconds, and they have it in only degrees or whatever the case. But now, obviously, all of the people don't work for the same service.
Mm.
So I was wondering, is there a way that as an individual, all of these people could register, and would we then, as a helicopter pilot, be able to use What Three Words to get to this site? Is it only a navigation software which would be usable on the ground for vehicles, or would we eventually be able to use it for aviation navigation?
Mm.
You would absolutely be able to use it for aviation and navigation. So it's an addressing system, right? It's not a navigation system or even a map. We're an addressing system. So we won't necessarily replace street addresses, but we're like a super, super, super accurate postcode. And essentially all we are is just GPS coordinates made human friendly. So absolutely, Sam, it can be used in aviation. If say it was a private medical company or even a government medical company like we've been dealing with in Durban, if it was integrated into the systems that people use to report where they are and to actually report their location to a centralized office so that people can respond, absolutely you can use a three-word address. And mm-hmm. So we're happy to have that chat with you as well about applications in emergency response.
Yeah. So we looked at the Gwandegezi example, but Mongolia is another kind of example where this has been implemented at a state level.
Exactly, yes. So actually Mongol Post, which is their postal service, was the first national post in the world to adopt three-word addresses as an addressing standard. Mm-hmm. So we've actually set up a country office in Ulaanbaatar, the capital of Mongolia, and we have a fantastic team out there who's been tasked with, and they have actually created quite successfully, like an ecosystem of three-word address usage. So in Mongolia, in Ulaanbaatar, the capital, you can actually get your credit card delivered with their version of, say, Standard Bank. Mm-hmm. You can get your parcels and letters delivered and sent via Mongol Post. You can hail a taxi to a three-word address and get dropped off at a three-word address. You can even get a pizza delivered with Pizza Hut in Mongolia, which is pretty cool. And obviously for a part of the population that is actually nomadic in Mongolia, it's really useful for them to have a universal system already in place where all the 3x3 meter squares in the world are already addressed. They just need to discover what that is. So if they move house every 6 months, they know they have an address to wherever they're going.
Oh, that's incredible. So you might not have an address, but you probably have a phone.
Absolutely.
And what we're seeing because of that.
What we're seeing with smartphone penetration, particularly in Africa and other developing countries, this is the way to access the system essentially for individuals. So we only see it mushrooming.
And what about languages though? Because, you know, there are thousands of languages across the world.
Absolutely. We started out in English and we're available currently in 13 other languages besides English. Uh-huh. I'm really excited to announce that as of February, what three words will be available in isiZulu, isiXhosa and Afrikaans. So people in South Africa, and I suppose other parts of Southern Africa, will be able to discover their three-word address and navigate to different addresses using their home language. I've put other languages on the list for our languages team to look at, but we're also busy with things like Chinese, Bengali, Hindi, Bahasa Malaysia. So those will be also be coming.
So these are the same words, but in different languages.
Well, we don't translate the addresses. Oh. It's every 3x3 meter square will have its own totally unique address in that language. So right now we're available in 14 languages. That means that square has 14 different addresses in those languages.
Got you. Well, I think it's an exciting development and potentially changes lives, you know, to have an address, to be able to access services. Markets are now able to tap into consumers that they weren't able to reach initially. And now here they are able to deliver to all parts of the world, whereas initially they were left out. They were excluded completely. Thank you so much for joining us, Lindsay.
It was wonderful. Thanks so much, Zaina.
That was enlightening. So that address again.
It's whatthreewords.com. That's our website. And on there is our developer documentation and all of our different case studies. You can also find us on Twitter at whatthreewords.
Well, good luck with the South African government.
Thank you.